Okay, so we are let me switch to that's we are okay, we wrapped up Perek Chaf Ches where he talks about the Pnimius and the Chitzonius of Torah. And how everything is the Chitzonius, not the Pnimius. And only Torah has only Torah more than the Chochmas we spoke about from the Maral touches the Pnimius of the world. And when a person is Oisik Patera, it's on all the different levels that exist. As opposed to mitzvahs, their Kedusha is not the same in this world as it was in the other world. Only Torah has that level of, that it's the same Kedusha in this world as it is in the other world. Now he goes on in Perek Chaf Tes to explain other significant differences between Torah and mitzvahs. He goes like this. Hinei Rabbi Seinu Zal Omru in Perek Chaf Tes that Chazal in Masechta Saita say Darash Rabbi Nachum b'Rab Yosi. Rabbi Nachum b'Rab Yosi made a drasha. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or ner mitzvah. When it says ner, it refers to mitzvos, but Torah is an or. Torah is light. Now, what's the difference between ner and or? So there's two differences between a ner and an or. There's many differences. One is that the or lights up the entire area. The ner only lights up a little small area. That's one difference. The other difference is that the or lasts forever and the ner gets extinguished. It does not last forever, right? And the third difference is that you can knock off a ner. You could walk and knock off and step on it and trip over it. But the aura, no matter what happens, it's there. So in these angles, in these respects, the Gemara is going to say, ner is mitzvah. Mitzvahs are equivalent to a ner. They light up, but they're limited to the whatever ner can offer. But Torah is or. Tola ha-kosev es ha-mitzvah b'ner ves ha-torah b'or. Loi ma'loch, this is to tell you, ma ner eino mer elo l'fisha, just like a ner is a temporary light, af mitzvah eino magina elo l'fisha. So too, a mitzvah is only megin, can only protect the person temporarily. So a mitzvah is unbelievable, but a mitzvah, and it provides protection to a person. But it only provides protection to a person temporarily. Uma or meir la'olam, but an or which lasts forever. After Torah megina la'olam, so to Torah is megin. Torah protects the person forever. Okay, so what's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs? So the verse is massive. The Torah, based on the pasuk ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, the Gemara says like this: Torah be'idna de'asik ba megina u'matzla. Torah, at the time that you're learning it, while you're learning Torah, it's megin a person. It has two powers. It's megin. Megin is a shield. Matzil means it protects. So what does it mean? It's megin and it's matzil. It sounds repetitious, right? So Rashi says in Saita that Megan means, it's here. Megan, says Rashi, Megan from Yesurim. It's Megan a person. It protects a person from physical Yesurim, from physical pain. Umatzil mi'etzer hara. And it's also matzil, protects a person from averus. So Torah, the Gemara, the Menachem Shechaim brings the Gemara beidna de asik by the time that you're learning Torah, megin, it protects you, umatzil, and it protects you from sin. Beidna de loy asik ba, when you're not learning Torah, aguni magin, it protects a person from yisurim, atzuli loy matzil, but doesn't protect you from sin while you're not learning it. But a mitzvah is different. Bein be'inna de asikba, bein be'inna de loy asikba, aguni agna atzuli le matzah. It never has the kach to be matzah. So even when a person's involved in Torah learning, it cannot change the person and protect them from sin. It doesn't have that koach. Only Torah can get into the kishkas. Only Torah can get into the real, you know, personality, the real part of the person, and change them in a way that they won't sin anymore. Okay? And then the Gemara adds on to it, Aver Mechaba, Mitzvah Ve'in Aver Mechaba Torah. Okay, so this is one of the differences between Ner Mitzvah and Torah Or. So that's what it means, that the Zchus of a Mitzvah is not as deep as the Zchus of Torah. Okay, now, actually, I just read today a story of Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, who's the Rav of Migdal Emek. So a famous person, one of the most famous Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. And he's beloved by everybody, religious, not religious. He's a chassid, and he won the Pras Yisrael, which is the secular, you know, government awarded prize for whoever in the country has done the most good for the country. So he won that award. I mean, he's very, very, he has what Migdal Emek is Migdal Or is the institutions he has for people that need help. So basically it's an orphanage, but then he also has in there rehabilitation for people who were criminals in jail, etc. So he had a system how he would send an avrech to jail to learn with the people. And then after they got out, they would come to him, to yeshiva, and then eventually they would stay in koil and everything would be great. So finally they called him once. And they said, I just read in the book. They printed a book about him. You read the book? Oh, the book's incredible. A Living Legend, it's called, I think. So incredible book. So he says there, he says that he was called by the Bureau of Prisons or whatever, and they came to ask him, listen, we spend millions and millions of dollars training psychologists, training rehabilitation people, getting into the jails, talking to the people, and almost all the time, it's for naught. You know, the criminals immediately following the release from jail are right back to their old ways. And you come, you sit down, you send an avrech that doesn't know anything about rehabilitation, you send them down with the Gemar Baba Kama, and all of a sudden, these guys are becoming cold in the light. Like, what's the deal? So he said this point that we're learning today. He said that you guys think that you know the science of the Jewish neshama. I want to tell you, you don't know anything about the neshama. You think you know science and this. The Jewish neshama responds to one thing, Torah learning. Torah provides nourishment for the Jewish neshama. You have someone that's hungry. So you gave them psychology, why they shouldn't be upset that they're hungry. So they're not kvetching, they're not angry that they're hungry. They're not, you know, good therapy. Okay, whenever you get hungry, lebaisa, don't fight, you know, be calm. Okay, but then you put a plate of food in front of them, of course they're going to eat. They're still hungry. You didn't solve the problem. Give them the food. So these guys, you gave them training, but their neshama, it's not about the crime. Their neshama is missing something, so they're looking to the crime. So you're giving them psychology. What does that help? He said, you got to get to the problem. Feed them. Feed the neshama. The neshama wants Torah. Once the neshama is not hungry anymore, so then everything's good. He's not hungry. He's fine. He's not going to steal food. So he said, you know, if for that was it's amazing, Yisoid. So that's mamash the idea that we're saying Torah is more than mitzvahs even. Mitzvahs is good. Mitzvahs can protect a person from yisurim, but according to the Gemara, the mitzvahs will not set the person on the right path necessarily. When, and without getting involved in too much detail over here, but I will say that when, this is one of the big machlokas in Kiruv. Some people, it arranges, okay? Some people have the philosophy that you get people involved by doing mitzvahs with them, putting on tefillin and all sorts of mitzvahs to do with them. Shake lulav, put on. But really, doing mitzvahs doesn't change the person. It doesn't talk directly to the soul. Indirectly, it does, of course. It adds kedusha to the person. I'm not saying not, but it doesn't talk directly to the neshama. We'll see that later in this chapter, the Nefesh HaChayim. And some people are, you know, talk philosophy, get them to understand, or whatever. And then the other philosophy is, like Rav Shach used to tell people that were in Kiruv, said, don't talk about mitzvahs and don't talk about philosophy. Learn Gemara. Sit down, learn Gemara with people, learn Chumash with Rashi, learn Mishnayos, learn Torah, and eventually the Torah will make its own inroads in the neshama. That's the main thing. Once you learn Torah with a person, the Torah will change the person. You don't need to change the person. This was the original machlokes. This was one of the machlokeses between the reason why Or Sameach was started. Or Sameach was originally part of a different Kiruv organization, but Or Sameach realized that we need to open a yeshiva for Kiruv. It's not enough to just do the Kiruv. You have to bring the people to learning Torah, and that's why Or Sameach is considered more, you know, in the learning than some of the other Kiruv organizations, because they want to see that, they want to provide nourishment from the neshama. You give learning. So this is what he's saying over here. V'chein yadua b'zoyar she'atayag mitzvahs he'mechuvanim neged hatayag evarim v'gidim shva'adam. Famous Chazal, we all know that there's 613 mitzvahs. Why? There's 248 mitzvahs essay and 365 mitzvahs lois essay. So the 365 is connected to evarim and the gidim, right? There's 248 evarim in a person, limbs, and there's 365 gidim, sinews, veins, etc., in the person. So the each mitzvah provides spiritual nourishment for one aver, and each avera, protecting oneself from it, provides spiritual nourishment to one of the gidim. Okay, avarim v'gidim shvadim uva'asoyis adam achas b'mitzvah Hashem koroi. When a person does a mitzvah properly, miskadish al yoda oisoy ha'aver amachuv enegda. You're providing kedusha to that limb. So there's a mitzvah of tefillin. Let's one mitzvah is kineged, you know, this part of the finger, another mitzvah is kineged this part of the finger, then this part of the finger, then the arm, the elbow, the, you know, the, so each mitzvah has an aver. And a person doing a mitzvah provides kedusha to that aver. Or conversely, if a person was in a situation where an aver came to their hands and they stopped from doing it, they're providing spiritual nourishment to the gidim. However, that's all specific mitzvahs are applied to specific evar. However, and you know what the problem is? The problem is we may not know which mitzvah corresponds to which aver. However, when it comes to learning Torah, it heals the entire person. Person has a headache, yasek patersh, and marki luvias chen heim l'rashecha. Torah helps for the rosh. V'chosh b'grono, what about your throat? Yasek patera, learn Torah. Chosh b'mnei mav, you have a stomachache. Yasek patera. Chosh b'chol gufa, you're very weak, you don't know what to do. Yasek patera, learn Torah. And learning Torah will heal the person. Shinemar l'chol b'sar marpe. V'chenu b'vi yikarav v'parsha v'yabez v'tanchum yisrael v'medrash tilim. Sh'aydei esek ha-torah, through the process of learning, miskadesh, it provides kedusha and sanctity to all of the evarim. That's why it says tamatar kenei kulam, because it provides spiritual nourishment to the entire guf of the person. So this is the fundamental difference between Torah and all the other evarim. All the other evarim only address specific needs of specific evarim, but Torah addresses the entire person. Because Torah is, like we said, is more clothing, it's more general, it's more to the point, it's more at the root. And the more personal is Torah, the more they're adding Kedusha at the root of who they are. And that provides nourishment to the entire person. So we'll learn a little bit more about that next week, but that's what he's saying so far. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Have a great week, everyone. Oh, Adam, looking nice.